Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we continue our series on the sales agreement, and we're going to continue talking about financing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the terms of a contract, a meeting of the minds, a sales agreement between parties on the purchase and sale of a piece of real estate. We've talked about a lot of different points, but what we're zeroing in now on is the financing. And the way that's written in the sales agreement for residential is that there could be a cash purchase, it could be financed with a lender, or it could be owner terms. Those would be your general option.
Exactly. And you specify as a buyer how you're going to perform that, because the seller has to then decide, do I accept the price that's been offered, or do I make an adjustment, or just simply terminate any continued negotiation? Do I accept or reject? And then I consider, are you for real? Do you have the capacity to perform as promised in this document?
Exactly. So let's talk about when you're getting it financed. That could be conventional financing, could be FHA, could be Federal Veterans Association financing, VA
financing.
Those are
all loan programs.
Those are types of loan programs. There's also alternative financing, which you'll see more often, Bob, than I would in your
right.
work.
And you see that as potentially the 1031, the tax-deferred exchange, which could ripen into an all-cash deal, or could ripen into the financing, or could potentially go with a situation where you ask the seller to act like the lender and take payments over time to pay off the amount that the buyer would owe the seller.
There's a lot of information a seller is going to want to understand when you're getting a loan before they agree to take the home or property off the market to wait for it to mature. What you're looking for is you're looking for a lender who's reputable. You're looking for someone that when I see their name on the line, I know that they're going to deliver, they understand their borrower, their buyer, and they're going to make sure their borrower knows what they're getting into as well.
Now, things can happen even if the buyer says, yes, I have it, and all of a sudden the stock market changes and they no longer have it because the stock they were going to liquidate no longer is valued at what they thought it was. So things can happen. Therefore, it's really important to deal with reputable brokers that understand the type of property that's being bought and sold.
So when there's an offer on a property that I have listed representing the seller, I'll put a call into that lender, the person that the buyer says understands them and says they can perform on this contract, this commitment at this sales price. Make sure I understand that they've had their verification of down payment, verification of their work, verification of their debts, to make sure that we understand they have low risk at failing on the transaction.
That's fantastic information. And for residential property, call Marcia. She understands this stuff backward and forward.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.